The problem of homelessness has been dogging policymakers for years. In the past, many federal programs required homeless people to get sober, get a job, or get into mental health treatment before they could get housing. But in a new approach called Housing First, the homeless are given apartments up front and then offered help. WFCR's Karen Brown profiles a Housing First pilot program in Springfield, Massachusetts, that just marked its first anniversary.
David Dixon is putting away his vacuum cleaner and watching the TV news as his caseworker comes to visit. Dixon had been homeless for 18 years until last fall when he was given keys to this three-room apartment in Springfield's residential Pine Point neighborhood. By his own admission, Dixon wouldn't seem an obvious candidate for the government's generosity. He'd been banned for life from just about every homeless shelter in Springfield because he'd start fights with other residents or he'd miss the nightly curfews, so he was forced outdoors.
I slept for one winter on Symphony Hall step, but I had my cardboard boxes and my blankets and two shopping carts. You know, I was all right.
As Dixon was preparing for another season on the streets, a caseworker from the Mental Health Association of Springfield approached him at a soup kitchen. She invited him to be one of 22 people to get their own apartment in a program the association was running. Dixon did a double take.
I said, why would they give it to me of all people who was banned from all the shelters?
Because Housing First is designed for the most challenging cases of chronic homelessness. Social workers told Dixon he could move in with no conditions, other than a promise to pay a nominal rent and to follow tenant laws. They didn't even mind that he refused to take medication his doctor recommended for mental illness. Jerry Ray, housing director for the Mental Health Association, says having no strings attached is a program fundamental.
The Housing First model, I think, has had many people, including MHA, rethink the idea of taking a chance on someone.
They say, you come as you are, we're going to trust you. And I told myself, I'm going to surprise somebody. I'm not going to be the one to fail.
Using his Social Security income, Dixon pays $55 a month to the Mental Health Association, which then pays the landlord the rest of his $500 rent using state and federal vouchers. Dixon's caseworkers check on him every few days, but he does the cleaning, the decorating, the cooking.
This is the kitchen.
Most days, he fries up the southern dishes he didn't get to eat when he lived on the streets.
I got my cornbread, I got my lima beans, black-eyed peas, I got all sorts of beans up here, I got my rice. This is what I want. This is what I really want. You know, having my own bathroom, my own kitchen. I got my keys now, I can come and go when I want it. I don't have to wait till somebody come home in order to get in out of the weather or whatever.
But Dixon hasn't been able to move beyond his shelter habits entirely. Even though he has a furnished bedroom, he sleeps on a couch in the living room, which is cluttered with clothes and half a dozen Bibles.
Because I haven't came accustomed to having this much space yet. Like I said, I was so used to just having one room, and I would pile everything up in one room. Now that I realize I have it, slowly but surely, I'm taking advantage of it.
There are signs he's getting comfortable. He's already arguing with the utility company.
And believe me, I got the bills down here to show you.
Dixon puts on reading glasses and pulls out a basket.
$79. My first week and a half in this place here, they sent me a bill for $79. And I called her and said, ain't no way I'm going to pay that.
He did work out that bill. And since then, he's rarely missed a payment. He says it's the regularity of monthly bill paying that's forced him to clean up his act, starting with his substance abuse.
I used to be out in the streets and, you know, I would be intoxicated, chasing drugs. You know, every nickel I get, I was using on drugs. But here, I put my priorities first. I pay my bills first. I put food in the refrigerator.
Not everyone in the program has transitioned so well to apartment living, says Director Jerry Ray. One client felt so isolated that her mental health deteriorated, and three people were evicted from their apartments for having raucous parties.
Folks will bring their friends from the shelter, from the streets, into their apartment fairly quickly. Unfortunately, that makes it very difficult to hold on to their responsibility.
Two of the clients were given a second chance in new apartments. The third chose to return to the homeless shelter. But Ray says most of the 22 clients are doing well in their own homes. And from the state's perspective, he adds, it's cheaper to provide someone housing and case management at about $15,000 a year than to pay twice that amount or more on emergency care, shelter services, even jail. But that argument has not necessarily made the homeless population more attractive to prospective landlords. Maxine Huang of Young's Realty in Springfield admits she was wary before she agreed to rent 5 apartments to clients of the program.
It was like, ugh, should I take the chance? Should we? And then I spoke to my husband and he said, sure, let's do it.
Frankly, Huang says she needed to fill empty apartments, and she trusts the Mental Health Association to intervene when there are tenant problems. But Springfield officials say landlord relations remain the biggest challenge to expanding the program citywide. Housing First is a major component of the city's 10-year plan to end homelessness, but so far, officials have found apartments for only 42 of the 150 people they had hoped to house by the summer. Jerry Ray says he's still hopeful as long as the city heeds the lessons learned from the pilot program.
You have to have 24-hour access. You have to have weekend coverage. The resources have to be there. The temptation to try and do Housing First on the cheap will backfire.
The Mental Health Association has received funding for at least another year of housing. But David Dixon has a backup plan. He wants to get his truck driver's license so he can start paying rent on his own.
I want to be here next winter and the winter after and the winter after that. I would like to stay here until God calls me home.
For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.